Do you think this PPC balance idea pertains to business? Think on it. Are customers an asset? We have a restaurant in our city, great clam chowder they used to produce many years ago, to the point that they would have, long lines of cars who would go to the restaurant and wait for the service at the window, and people that would pack the restaurant between about 11 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon, every day. People would buy the clam chowder and take it home and reheat it at night. Really, it was just a fantastic reputation that they had. See, an emotional bank account toward the customer is called customer insistence. They just insisted on it. Customer preference, very strong. New owners came in, no one knew anything about this change of ownership, and they started to water down the clam chowder. What do you think happens to profits for a couple of months? It just zoomed. Why? Because you cut quality. You cut costs. And all profit is the byproduct of revenue less cost. You cut costs, your revenues stay high because of market insistence, market acceptance. You know, you could say, well, I got a bad batch. That was unusual. I'll go back, see. Many people wouldn't even go in there because of the trouble of having to wait through the lines. So they started getting a lot of those people. But within a short period of time, you know, the whole market was disillusioned. And it went from insistence to preference to acceptance to recognition to rejection. And then they tried to redeem themselves, see? But the people were disillusioned and it was obvious what had happened. And people felt like their expectations had been violated. The emotional bank account just overdrawn like that. You neglect PC with the customer, that's going to affect your revenue, which is going to affect your income, your employees, everything will be affected by it. That's the basic idea behind P and PC. Okay, now let's look at employees. At employees. We've looked at customers. You are the employee. He is the customer, all right? How much do we value her opinions? We're in business. We're the business executives. How much do we value her opinions? Well, how much do we value his opinions? We should value it very highly. And even these businesses that say they don't, the top people will say, yes, value the customer's opinions highly. But you know why a lot of the people do not value their opinions highly? Their feelings, their needs, and they're not sensitive to his needs? Why? Because I'm the supervisor and could care less about her as I sit and talk to her about how to treat him. In fact, one time I was introduced at a seminar like this. Now, Stephen's going to talk to us about some principles of building relationships. And I just want to make one thing clear. You people need this, and you need it bad. Really, and then he went out. The principle is this. Always treat your employees exactly as you want them to treat your finest customers. Now look, if you treat employees exactly as you want them to treat your customers, they will. Not when you are there, but when you're not there. If they're in your presence and you tell them to treat the customers well, they'll do it. If they're not in your presence, they won't. They'll treat them pretty much as they're being treated, unless they are value-driven people. And there are some proactive value-driven people that will treat others well regardless of how they're treated. We're going to talk about that under Habit 1. Let me give a brief summary of deposits and withdrawals that build or destroy the emotional bank account, the goose. First, little kindnesses, little courtesies, small things. In relationships, remember, the big things are the little things. The withdrawal would be little discourtesies, little unkindnesses, little forms of disrespect. That builds gradually, slowly, or it can destroy gradually and slowly. Second, Keeping a promise, a major deposit. Major withdrawal, what? Breaking a promise. Because people build too much of their hopes around promises. Particularly if it's a promise about their rice bowl, a promise regarding their basic livelihood, or the other jugularly important things of their life. They build too much. I've tried to adopt a philosophy for myself as a parent. Never make a promise you don't keep. Therefore, make them very carefully, very sparingly. Make sure you're totally aware of all of the variables so that you have a sense of control over those variables, so that when you make the promise, they can absolutely depend upon you that you will keep it. Third, violating an expectation. Many of these expectations are implicit. Implicit means, you know, they haven't been explicitly stated or announced. But nevertheless, people bring to that situation their expectations and their hopes. That's why it's so important whenever you begin a new endeavor or a new employment to get out on the table all the expectations that are present. The fourth way of making a deposit or a withdrawal is a life of personal duplicity. Even though I may act with good human relations skills, you know, that I'm making deposits, that I keep my promises, that I clarify the expectations, but really, inwardly, I'm duplicitous. I don't have the character. The two of us sit and talk about him. He's our supervisor. We badmouth him. We do it in very safe, academic, sophisticated language, but nevertheless, we're confessing his mistakes constantly. It absolves us of responsibility for results in the name of what he does, see? What do you know I'm doing when you and I have a falling out? You know my nature. Sweet talk him to his face, bad mouth him to his back. That's the essence of duplicity. Be loyal to those not in your presence. And you create great deposits with those who are in your presence. The key to the 99 is the one. It's how you treat the one under the times of pressure and stress that really reveal how you regard the many, the 99, because everyone is a one, eventually. The fifth one is, we apologize. I was wrong. That was unkind. I showed you no respect. I gave you no dignity. And after all that preparation you put into that presentation, and for me to give you a quick cutoff like that, it's totally uncalled for. The ability to apologize, sincerely. Pride, the opposite, is the huge withdrawal.